The first reading today, St. Paul speaks about a crown of justice that is going to be given to him. It's also called a merited crown, crown of righteousness. There are some people who want to interpret that and say, well, you see, St. Paul, because he believed in Jesus, he already knew that he was going straight to heaven. Like, he calls it a merited crown, which means that there was something that he had to do to be able to earn it. Obviously, salvation is purely a gift, but it isn't apart from us. We still have to cooperate. We have our part to do. And if St. Paul is talking about a merited crown and a crown of righteousness, he's talking about the fact that there is something that he has done that has been able to merit the gift of the Lord. And that's exactly what happens with all of us. If we cooperate with the grace of God to be able to do something that will lead toward salvation, that is what is known as a meritorious act. God gives us the grace to be able to do it, and then he rewards us for having done it. But it's not just doing nice things and good things. It's a matter of doing things with salvation in perspective. We're doing it to lead us toward heaven, to lead others toward heaven. And so there are, again, lots of ethical pagans, people who are decent people who do good things. They aren't doing it for the Lord. They aren't doing it to be able to grow towards salvation or to be able to grow in holiness. They're just doing something because it's the right thing to do. We can do the same. There's no merit in it. The merit comes from doing things for the Lord, for doing things that are going to lead us closer to heaven. So again, something we can all look at and ask, why do I do what I do? The Lord is asking us to cooperate. He's giving us the grace. The salvation comes from him. We can't earn our salvation. It is a pure gift. But once we have received that gift, the Lord now wants us to cooperate. That's why he tells us, for instance, the kingdom of heaven is like a seed that's planted. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that's put into the dough. It's put there, and then it has to grow. It's not, well, the fullness of the kingdom of heaven's already there. There's nothing I have to do. I just have to sit back and wait until I die and go to heaven. No, that's not the case. The Lord is asking us to cooperate. So in his mercy, in his goodness, he has called us to himself. He has given us these graces, but he's also given us the grace to cooperate with his grace. And so that's what we have to be able to pray for, and that's the disposition that we have to be looking at. Not just when we do something like come to Mass, praise God you're here, what a great thing, but why do you do what you do outside of here? In the way that you do things at work or at home or with the neighbors or whatever it is that with moving toward heaven in mind? Is that with growth in holiness in mind? Is it doing it for the Lord? That's what St. Paul calls us to do. No matter what you do, he said, do it for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he even tells us that he's going to reward us for doing that. That's the merit that St. Paul is talking about. And so if that's our disposition, and that's not a natural one, we have to recognize that too is a total grace to be able to do it. But we still have to cooperate with that and continue to work toward that. So we have to first be aware of it and start working in that direction so that we're not acting out of selfishness, we're not acting out of whatever lesser motive might be there, but we want to do everything for the greatest motive, which is ultimately the love of God and love of neighbor. If that's what we're doing, We are also then setting up for ourselves a merited crown of righteousness, which God will reward us on the day of judgment.